This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozelle for Sunday, February 17th, 2019. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, live in studio, waiting to take your calls on anything about your health. Perhaps you've had a problem. You've tried and you've looked and you've applied and you've done all kinds of things that haven't worked. Well, here's an opportunity. Give me a call. Let's talk about it. Let's see what we can do without drugs or, you know, the risk of surgery down the line. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on anything that you have a question about. This is your opportunity. That's why we do the program. Try to give you a different view, different perspective, a different outlook relative to treatment, diagnostics, and, you know, those kind of things. And, you know, in today's world, we need to look at every avenue that we possibly can. We have to have differing opinions so you can step up to the plate and be the master of your own ship. That's, you know, years ago while I did my first book called Ageless Health, Health is a Do-It-Yourself Program, simply because you're in the driver's seat. We have a fascinating program today, one that may be fraught with a little bit of controversy, and but also in tandem with the program that I'm doing. We're going to talk about pain, but we're going to talk about a way of potentially diagnosing areas of pain that may not be revealing on their own. You know, so often you go to a doc and say, I hurt, but the doc can't figure out where, the why, and so forth. But because of technology, actually, that's been around for a long time, there's a application of something that has gone back literally decades and being used today in the medical arena that, in my opinion, can be very cutting edge and very revealing where other things are not. And to talk about this area, and what we're talking about is thermographic imaging. What are we talking about? Well, we're going to have somebody explain that to you. In studio, none other than the director and thermographer of Thermography Centers of Fairfax. Hi, Dareth.
Hey, how are you?
Dareth Painter is the principal in Thermography Centers of Fairfax, and she does this on a regular basis. And Dareth is a certified thermographer through the American College of Clinical Thermology or Thermography, short as ACCT. Mm-hmm. And Dareth, let's start with something really very simple. You know, what's thermography? What really is it? What's this hullabaloo? Because, you know, some people say, you know, it's really shining a light on something. It means absolutely nothing.
Well, if you talk to Dr. Pina, she'll tell you that it's human Doppler.
Yeah, pretty
and
much.
Basically what we're doing is we're recording the body's infrared heat throughout the body. Obviously, we're looking at specific areas based on indications from the patient, but what we're looking at is heat resonance, where it should be in the body and where it shouldn't be in the body. We're looking for inflammatory patternings, if you will, symmetry or asymmetry in the body using that infrared technology.
So hot and cold spots?
Basically, yes.
So let's get something really straight up and clear about thermographic imaging. Thermography does not show the presence of mass, of a hard substance.
Exactly. So exactly. What we're looking at is vascular changes, metabolic changes in the body. We're not looking for the hard components.
So we're talking about blood circulatory patterns, mm-hmm, or inflammatory reactions, because inflammation produces heat in the body.
Right. We're also looking at constriction too, which a lot of people don't pay attention to. So when we're looking at problems in the body, immediately we look at inflammatory presentations, but we also need to look at the opposite, the constrictive patterns where they shouldn't be.
So constrictive simply mean we're talking about blood vessel flow not opening up.
That isn't present, exactly.
And going to where it needs to go.
Exactly.
So that would show up opposite of something that is hot.
Mm-hmm.
And so the differentiate tells you when there's supposed to be something that's warm and flowing, and you see something that's restricted and cold, that's a signal.
Exactly.
If you see something that is too hot and overwhelming and diffuse, that's also a signal.
Exactly.
So at that point, it leans to adding other diagnostic means, but we'll talk about that and how it's cooperative with other types of, to use a term, invasive diagnostics, where this might be the first step in really determining what's going on before you have to take that next step and be radiated and so forth. And you're not losing any time. You're actually maybe adding to the puzzle.
Right. And it's also a way for some people who are, you know, not wanting to take that invasive measure and want to avoid it and rationalize it in their head, this is actually a way to kind of take a global look to see if there's actually a problem.
How long has it been since, you know, I know that, and we've used it with our practice for years and years, thermographic imaging relative to breast diagnoses. And we use it for whole body diagnosis to get scans. But now we're in a world where it's becoming more refined, more applicable, more definitive. And the software, the algorithms that go along with it are much more specific. Let's specifically talk about pain. How
Sure.
does thermographic imaging say, there it is, there's the pain pattern?
Obviously, when you talked about the hot spots, we look at that first, and we look at, if you're doing a full body imaging or an area of interest, we're looking at, my doctors anyway, when they do the evaluation, they're looking for areas out of the norm. So they're looking for that heat resonance that isn't quite what it should be, or over a comparative time, usually for us when we're looking for pathology, we look at a 3-month period. That sounds like a long time, but it really isn't. When you're also including other diagnostic applications, but we're looking to see changes over time. So hopefully that answers your question. We're looking at areas out of the norm for that individual, and then it getting either progressively worse or quieting down over that 3-month period. And now, why the 3-month period? Obviously, when you're looking at pain or inflammatory, what's the number one thing everybody's looking for? Do I have cancer? Do I have something that is going to go out of control? So what we look for is, you know, is there a process of angiogenesis that is occurring in the body that over a 30 to 90 day period is growing exponentially.
You know, the interesting thing with thermographic diagnostics is that it lends, at least in, you know, we've seen it repetitively with, at this point, thousands of patients mm-hmm. over a long period of time. It lends that little extra, if you will, certainty to that clinical suspicion that we may have.
Sure.
So I remember it was about a week or two ago, I had a patient that you referred in, and the patient had come to you and had neck and shoulder pain and so forth. But that was insignificant. You were doing a whole body scan on this person, and you told them that there's a good chance that it was coming from the temporomandibular joint, the TMJ. Because that whole area was hot. It was
right.
lit up and it was radiating up into the head. And the truth of it was, you were right. It was absolutely right on the mark. How did you notice that the pain was coming from the temporomandibular joint in this type of patient?
Because I followed the pattern of the heat resonance. So you try to look for, obviously the area of interest would have been, you know, the shoulder, the arm, the, you know, wherever, but you have to follow the trail just like, you know, you do with anything else. You try to go to the source. So as I was scanning, I continued to move the camera up to see, is it profuse? Does it go out throughout the body? Or where does it begin or end? Because, you know, I don't know that aspect. That's where I hand it over to you. And I sit there and go, okay, here's the picture.
It's called a good team.
Yes. You know, there is a high probability that it's coming from the TMJ joint because that's where the profuseness of the inflammatory pattern is stemming from. And if you know, we've over time we've seen if we don't address that, then it's just going to be a repeated process.
My guest in studio, Dareth Painter, your host, your presenter this Wednesday evening, the 20th of February already, at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax. Dareth is going to be doing a night on thermography and pain diagnostics and what it really means and how it's a very simple, non-invasive, accurate procedure that can assist, complement everything else that you do clinically. This is an opportunity to really get a hold on something that's cutting edge in our opinion. And all you need to do is go to rosellcare.com and scroll down. As usual, you can see it's one of our in-house continuing education programs and click register now and I promise you it'll be a great evening. You'll be able to see, touch, and tell all kinds of different things that evening. So February 20th at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax. Make sure that you make your reservations. Visualizing pain through thermography. Dareth, you know, this is an area that's intrigued me forever, and because it lends credence, if you will, to some of the things that we become suspicious of just going through normal examination processes. And, you know, when, like the TMJ, you come up with something and say, hey, did you look at this? Mm-hmm. And the patient didn't know that they had a TMJ or temporomandibular joint dysfunction problem.
Or they didn't focus on it because the other pain was more significant.
That's true, too. How about migraine headaches? It was similar in the head. Let's go, because we're in blood supply and vascular patterns. You know, you have a patient that a true migraine is a vascular vascular headache. Can thermographic imaging pick up the course, the direction, the area that the migraine is stemming from?
Absolutely, especially if it's occurring at that moment in time. I'll give you a perfect example, and you and I have worked with him before, and that would be my son. When he was very young, it's very non-typical for a male at age 12, 13 to suffer migraines. But trying to figure out where it comes from is the key in trying to resolve it or eradicate it. So if you've got somebody who's in the middle of a migraine pattern, there's a point of no return for some of us who suffer those. But if you can actually take an imaging of the pain pattern, sometimes in we can go to Chinese medicine if in the areas where you can tell where the source of the pain is coming from. One-sided, the other side, is it frontal? Is it coming from, again, the TMJ? Is it coming from the base of the neck? There's a lot of areas that once you can visualize, you can actually have something tangible to see, you can then turn around to either someone like yourself or someone like Dr. Pina and say, take a look at this, and actually there's something that they can work with.
You know, it's well known that allergy reactions cause inflammatory processes throughout the body. Mm-hmm. And they can cause joint pain, they can cause headaches and so forth. Thermographic imaging can aid significantly in the diagnostics of allergy-related headaches.
Yes.
And, you know, it's an area that is now being accepted in the thermographic community and being used by many different practices, medical and osteopathic, chiropractic, dental, and so forth.
Especially outside of this country.
Especially outside. Well, that's where, you know, unfortunately, as we've talked about so many times, that's where the majority of the research and the cutting-edge information is coming from. There's so much that takes place. We're going to talk about more of these outside the country specificities, if you will, when we come back. But my guest in studio is Dareth Painter. She is the principal and a registered thermographer for Thermography Centers of Fairfax. And this Wednesday evening, the 20th of the month, she's going to be doing an in-house presentation at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. Love to have you there as our guest. All you need to do is go to rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com. Click the button that says register now. We'll be right back after these important messages. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio. My guest today, none other than Dareth Painter, the head of director of Fairfax Center.
Thermography Centers of Fairfax.
I just was going to try to wake you up. Thermography Centers of Fairfax.
I'm awake.
And we're talking about pain and diagnostic pain patterns. We said that any kind of pain pattern has an inflammatory threshold, and this is what thermographic imaging does visualize. And we're going to get back to it in a second, but I do want to get to the phones. Our number here is 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Have somebody very patient. Jay, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
How can I help you?
Well, I'm 70 years old, so I've got a few different maladies, diabetic, drank way too much until about 3 years ago. But the problem I've had is headaches for the last, I'd say, 3 years. You know, they're not earth-shattering headaches, but they're really
constant.
Just kind of constant, particularly in the morning. And fatigue in my head particularly. It's like a feeling of fatigue in your forehead.
Is that a new symptom as well?
Pardon me?
Is that a new symptom as well, the fatigue, within the last 3 years?
Yeah, and let's see, what else to go along with it? Something else. Incredible sensitivity to light.
So there's a lot of things that are going on there, Jay, and let me pick it apart a little bit. When did you quit drinking?
3 years ago.
Okay. So there's a lot of sequela of that, and when you talk about fatigue patterns and headache patterns and sensitivity to light, the sensitivity to light often is the fight-flight system, the adrenal glands. It sits on top of the kidney, and there's hormones that are put out that control the pupil reaction, that little dark spot in the middle of your eye. And when you look at light, your pupil is supposed to close tightly. When you look into a dark area, it opens up so you can emit or you can have more light going into the back of the eye. So if your fight-flight system isn't working because of stress patterns that accumulated over a period of years, that sensitivity is going to be altered, and you're going to describe what you're having. The headaches can come from dehydration. It can come from injury patterns. The fatigue patterns as well can be a sequela of everything that you've gone through because blood sugar handling is now being compromised. So if the liver isn't clear and it hasn't been healed properly, you can't metabolize, mobilize glycogen stores adequately, both from the liver and from the muscles. Glycogen converts into glucose, which gives you your energy and feeds the cells, so you feel like you can get up and go and move forward. The tone of your voice is strong. So, you know, at 70, that means you still have capacity. You still have an intrinsic ability to be able to turn things around. But you're showing the very documentable and almost predictable end piece of having stopped something that's addictive. And it could be alcohol, it can be many other things. Dareth, you're sitting there wanting to ask a question.
Yeah, no. I was just thinking, you know, for a patient who would come in, and if I was doing a full body scan, to also look at what are some indicative patterns that may be contributing to all of the symptoms he just described is, you know, and you said it, blood handling problems. We would look at the hands to see if there is a glove-like patterning of inflammation in the hands. You would think, how does that relate to the migraines? But that would explain the blood sugar handling issue that presents as a problem, because that's not going to just simply go away.
Jay, let me ask you another quick question. Do you find that if you don't eat on time, or if you go too long without eating, do you get grumpy?
Yeah, if I don't, well, not as grumpy as my wife.
Short answer is yes, right?
Anyway, I find that I get, the symptoms get worse if I don't eat. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, if I eat, it kind of relieves things.
Yeah, that's a hypoglycemic pattern, Jay. That means that you're not getting the right foods or often enough, and so your blood sugars are tanking. What you'll see as well is if in some situations when you do eat something, within an hour, half hour, if you've gone too long before you do eat and then you eat, you're going to want to go to sleep. It's like somebody want to turn the lights out on you. The headaches can be a reactive blood sugar pattern. Do you wake up with headaches in the morning?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's very typical with what we're describing. So it's a whole pattern that is very documentable. It's fixable, by the way. It's not something that you have to live with. You just have to identify the different enzyme structures that are deficient. You have to make sure that the liver does get cleared up and healed. You have to make sure that you support the system with enough proteins. And there's a lot of things that are necessary to allow that to happen, things like glutamine and glutathione and B-complex and even glycine and acetylcholine. They all work with those things. So the diagnostic piece is important, but you can put that all back together and you can get you back. I hope that helps. Jay, if we can help you in any way, just give us a call. You know, if you'd like to join us on this Wednesday evening at the Results Center for Healing, you're not that far away in Silver Spring. We're just off the National Capital Beltway on Route 50, and take you all of about 20 minutes to get there. So, you know, join us. It'd be a great night, and you get to listen to, you know, somebody who can actually shine some light, so to speak, on the subject. We're coming up to a break. We're talking about thermographic imaging when it comes to identification of pain patterns, a very, very cutting-edge application. And it's one that, trust me, I'm glad that we have in our arsenal. We'll be right back after some very important questions.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. That's how you find us here. And when we're not here, all you need to do is go to RozelleCare.com. That's RozelleCare.com. RozelleCare.com. And that's how you register for Dareth Painter's presentation on thermographic imaging and pain diagnostics this Wednesday evening, the 20th of February, at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax. Go to that site, scroll down a little bit, you know the drill, hit the button, says register now. I promise you, this is going to be a very fascinating evening. You know, thermographic imaging, the detection, if you will, of changes in heat in the body, either too much or too little, or not enough in one direction compared to another, is cutting-edge diagnostics. It aids in other forms of diagnostics because it helps us not go on a hunting expedition to find things. So there's no side effects to this thing. It's the detection of shifts of heat sensation. So if you have an area, somebody comes in and says, my shoulder hurts me, and you have a picture, a thermographic picture, if you will, of the shoulder that shows one specific area that is over hot or one specific area that's too cold compared to some another area, you can focus diagnostics on that area. Dareth, thank you for being with us today. Dareth is the director and registered thermographer for Thermography Centers of Fairfax, and she is really right on the spot with this. You've been doing this now for
a little over eight years now.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was longer than that.
Might be. Maybe the Alzheimer's has kicked in. I don't know.
A little bit. We better do a thermography on you.
Okay. We can do that.
Seriously, though, let's explore this a little further relative to pain patterns. Let's say somebody comes in, and we're going to take conditions. And by the way, if you have any questions on the subject, please give us a call at 888-630-9625, and we'll answer them as best we possibly can. Let's take a patient who has a lower leg problem, a vascular impairment.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be a clot that's doing it, maybe restriction of blood flow.
Mm-hmm.
But we see changes in the skin tissue. There's a lot of crepiness to the skin. There's it almost like a diabetic pattern, but it may be from something else.
Mm-hmm.
What can thermography tell us about that pain pattern distribution, numbness, tingling, you know, those type of presentations?
Typically what we would look for is what's the symmetry between the two legs, because we're going to look at both, because we've got to establish as best we can what the norm is for that particular individual. And then what we look for is obviously the hot spots in color determination. I always tell my patients red and white are the hottest on the color scale and blue and black are the coldest. So we try to look at what are those patternings across the board to see if there are any areas of concern. Sometimes people don't even realize that they've got these hot spots or they've got this variscosity in their legs that are the beginning stages of a bigger problem if they are left untreated or unnoticed. So, you know, so we look at everything from the standpoint of what is that patient's norm? What are their medical situation at that moment in time, and see if there are any indicators that look like it may be a significant problem or could be the beginnings of a significant problem, and then we start peeling the onion, if you will. Just like you did with the previous caller, is we're giving you more information to kind of put that puzzle together.
You know, it's very interesting when you send us a patient, and invariably, I mean, there's a whole group of medical physicians that read the thermographic mm-hmm. images that you send out for. And
MDs,
that's right.
Right,
and that's all they do,
yep.
is they read these things day in and day out. And so they become acutely aware of some of the minor shifts and changes. And here's a question that a lot of patients have that, you know, they have chest pain, and or they have chest and shoulder pain, or they have chest and neck pain. And everybody's going, oh, my God, you know, I've got a heart attack, or I've got a heart problem, or I've got vascular constriction to the heart. Can thermographic diagnostics, thermographic imaging lend any information to substantiating it or modifying it? Maybe it's not that.
Yeah, it can, but I wouldn't use it as the primary. And there are, you know, there are benefits to some things that we do, like sonogram, MRI, EKGs, all of that. And then there are some weaknesses in all of those tests. I would not use thermographic imaging as the primary indicator, but because we're looking at a snapshot, a moment in time, just like with an EKG. If that person isn't throwing extra systolic beats at the time of that test, then you're really not going to see that. If there isn't an inflammatory presentation at that moment in time, we may not see it as prevalent as with another test. But yeah, I mean, those are the things we look for, obviously.
You know, it's very interesting. There was a patient that, I don't even know if you remember the patient, but it goes back, and obviously I can't tell you who the patient is on air.
Mm-hmm.
Patient came in, and they were complaining to me, neck and shoulder pain, but they also went to you for breast thermography. And part of the diagnostic was that there was an inflammatory reaction that was in the neck, very specifically in the carotid areas. And this goes back a few years ago. And what took place was that there was significant plaquing within the carotid artery that hadn't been picked up even by the patient's physician, but on examination. And fortunately, there was a sense that, you know, there's something more. I saw the images, and we auscultated. I listened to the neck, and there was very little sound on one side compared to the other. And this was a person that was headed for stroke. But because of the thermographic imaging, we were able to send the patient out for Dopplers and so forth,
right,
which revealed the whole thing.
Right, because what we're looking for in that instance, and we look at a lot of carotid presentations, is when you get that blockage, that blood flow has nowhere to go. It gets stuck, and it builds, and it builds, and it builds, and that's where you get that inflammatory presentation. So, you know, you've got myofascial inflammation, too, that could be in that area, but there's a really distinct patterning, if you will, when you're looking at carotids. That's the nice thing about having doctors who are specifically trained to look at certain aspects to say, you know, what's the difference between a carotid, you know, constriction and what may be someone who holds so much tension in their neck that, you know, they're about ready to snap. So it, and then we do, we clinically correlate with other tests to make sure that, yes, in fact, that what we're seeing is truly what we're seeing. My doctors also look at it in grayscale, too. So it's not just a color aspect. It's looking at the patterning from one side of the body to the other. So there are a lot of variables that are taken into account when you're looking at, you know, what's going on in the body and whether or not it's functioning properly.
If you have any concerns about pain patterns that are showing up in your body, whether they're chest pain or head pain or your feet are numb or they're tingling, mm-hmm. loss of sensation in part of your body, we call those pain patterns, by the way. Those are noxious nociceptor presentations. And this is an opportunity for you. This Wednesday evening, the 20th of February, at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax, join us, and you'll be able to listen to somebody who's extremely experienced in thermographic imaging and the findings and what's the next step and who should I contact, what should I do. 888-630-9625 is how you find us here. But how you register for that class is simply by going to RoselleCare.com. RoselleCare.com, 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 and register and join us. And I think you're going to be fascinated. This is not only going to be a very informative, but it's going to be a fun presentation. It's something that is going to open your eyes to other realms of evaluation that can couple with what you're doing. Dareth, you know, and I just said other forms, cooperative, coupled, and so forth. So let's explore that. I want to get into an area that is kind of outside of what we're talking about, but it's about thermographic imaging. A lot of women, you know, have been told for years they have to have a mammography. And, you know, you talk about pain, you know, you're taking soft tissue, you're crushing it with about 45 pounds of weight, and then you're radiating it. You know, right. Talk about setting the stage for cancer. We know radiation can do that. And, you know, the false positive, false negative rates in mammography, if you had a doc sitting next to you, are going to tell you that they're far more than what you begin to think. But thermographic imaging of the breast tissue prior to doing it, that can be more specific in telling the doctor, listen, you know, you want to do this thermography, or you know maybe you want to do an MRI, or maybe you want to do an ultrasound. And I know your docs, your MDs that read these things, are very specific in following up with additional testing.
Right. So I know you're not keen on the mammogram, and I'm not a fan of it either. I'm not opposed to mammograms because if you're looking for the hard component in its location, that's one way to do it. Not my choice because of the cumulative radiation, and research has shown now that the cumulative radiation is actually increasing cancer, you know, setting the stage for breast cancer. As a screening tool, thermography is great because it doesn't worry about density of the breast, which if any woman has looked at their mammography report, if you have dense breasts, there's a little disclaimer on the bottom. Now all these women are going to pull their reports out. And it says, if you have dense breasts, we can't guarantee the validity of the results of this test.
But if you have dense breasts, even with mammography,
it's not an issue because density is not the issue. We're looking at vascular changes, and we're looking for an angiogenesis, which is a separate vascular system that develops that is the feeder to the tumor. And in the case of inflammatory breast cancer, there is no tumor, but we still see that feeder process. You can't find inflammatory breast cancer in mammography. The problem with mammography, in my opinion, is women avoid it because it's painful. They don't want the radiation. They don't, you know, it's a whole process. No one really goes, oh, you know what? I really need to go do my mammogram. I'm so excited to go to get it done.
Yeah.
So at least with the thermography, we don't have to worry about age. So you don't have to wait till you're 40 or 50, depends on which study that you look at. You don't have to worry about dense breasts. You don't have to worry about implants. What we're looking for is whether or not that blood flow or that feeder process is taking place, or if you just simply have, you know, high estrogen in the system, whether or not you have fibrocystic breasts. It gives us a little bit more information.
Well, let's take the other end of the body and something that can produce all kinds of back pain. You know, when a guy has benign hypertrophy and enlarged prostate, you know, back pain can show up as one of the primary symptoms of that. And it's also one of the primary symptoms of prostate cancer.
Right.
So at the end of the day, you can give a suggestion, a subtle, you better go do something else with the breast thermographic pattern. Can you do the same thing with prostate?
I don't encourage it because it's not what we do. We look at back pain and make that, we extrapolate from that. But we're not the best test when it comes to that. The other test that people will always ask me about too is, I'm getting ready to do my colonoscopy. Can I do this instead? And I'm like, no. As much as I'd like to tell you, yes, we're not the best test for that either.
No, there's a lot of things that you can do that would give you suggestions.
Sure.
You
know, we're going to see inflammation in the abdominal area that could lend itself to that leading in that direction, but we're not going to be able to see the polyps, and we're not going to be able to extract it while we're up there and then do a biopsy, whereas, you know, there are some times where you can't avoid some evasive measures, but when you can, this is great because there's no side effects, there's no radiation, there's no, the worst case is you got to get naked.
And that's the end of that day.
Yeah. For some people, that's a real showstopper.
You know, the truth of it is that with prostate problems, the prostate sits very low, and the pubic bone itself obstructs the
ability to see
the imaging. Mm-hmm. And that's where the difficulty comes with. You know, with any kind of colon problems, the only thing that's out there that's an alternative right now is something called Cologuard. And that measures the enzymatic reaction of a cancer once it's formed. And if you have, you know, if you have a background where you don't have any family history of it, you haven't had any bowel problems, you're regular, you eat extremely well, Cologuard is probably something that you can opt out for. But that's something that should be discussed with your physicians. There's a lot of docs out there that are using it, and you have to order it and so forth. But Cologuard is really the only option to get a determination. Now, there's a whole argument that's in the medical community whether how often you should have a, you know, an examination done. But that's a different story for a different day, and, you know, we won't get into that today. Let's, you know, as long as we're in the ballpark of the abdominal area, you know, chest pain also can come from gallbladder. And I used to have a professor when I was in school that said when you have chest pain, don't think heart, think digestion. Mm-hmm. And when you have digestive problems, upper digestive, don't think it's your gallbladder, liver, your stomach, think heart.
Right.
Can thermographic imaging differentiate, diagnose that type of pain?
Yes. Yes, so we oftentimes will see inflammatory process in and around the organ system, but we don't actually see the organ. We'll see the pain radiating or the inflammation radiating from that general area. And that's where we can, you know, take that information and kind of, you know, take it out to its nth degree and really investigate it to make sure that we're ruling out all aspects.
My guest in studio, Dareth Painter, registered thermographer with the American College of Clinical Thermography, and she's been at this for a very long time. She has an intuitive sense that is really second to none in our opinion. We're coming up to a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what she's going to be doing this Wednesday evening in her presentation at the Result Center for Healing, Visualizing Pain Through Thermography. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We will be right back.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, as you do every Sunday at high noon on the Eastern Seaboard. And those of you who are in different parts of the country, you know the drill. You know where you're at. Appreciate your interest and make sure that you let everybody know where and how and what it is that we do here. This is your source to getting the truth on healthcare and your options and where to go for information. And as always, remember, you know what we're all about here? We're here to provoke you. We're here to make sure that you have a different thought process and option. We want you to do your own research. We don't want you to believe anybody. Even second guess us. Go out and do your homework. Because at the end of the day, you are the captain of your own ship, and you have to make sure that you take control of it. It's a critical situation in today's world because you're being constantly inundated. My guest in studio, Dr.
Nope.
Can I say that? I want to say that. I want to say that to you.
Nope.
Because she acts and acts like, but she's not. She's
no,
not
it's
a doctor.
All in my head.
It's all in your head. But, you know, sometimes doctoral degrees are those that we self-impose upon ourselves. Dareth Painter, registered thermographer. She is the principal of thermography centers of Fairfax, and we're talking about thermographic imaging and pain identification in this Wednesday evening's presentation, Visualizing Pain Through Thermography, February 20th, this coming Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. at the Result Center for Healing in Fairfax. Join us, and I promise you it's going to be a very interesting evening. You know, this thermographic imaging, I want to ask you a couple more things, can serve as a significant baseline in pain and the treatment of pain.
Yes.
So when somebody has a problem, let's say that they come in with headaches and they have neck pain, mm-hmm. if we did a baseline, if we took what we call an area of interest,
sure,
and treatment began and the patient forgets sometimes how intense the problem was, and then time down the road we retake it, mm-hmm. we can see whether or not the pain treatment pattern was effective.
Right. So we use that for treatment efficacy all the time, especially in the acupuncture department where everybody sits there and goes, okay, I go in for my treatments. I don't know if there's any really big change. And so I tell, you know, Dr. Pina, Dr. Zhang always come over and say, well, let's go do a thermography so we can actually have something tangible to show you. And that way we can tell whether or not, in fact, it is making a difference and it is repairing and calming down the body, repairing all of those aspects.
You know, thermography has to do with the camera. It has to do with how the environment is, if you will,
yes,
the stability of the environment. It has to do with the thermographer and the pictures that are taken and the second sense that you have as you take the images and then refer them out to your medical physicians who read them all the time. And I think in your situation, in your department, you have all of those pieces together in a very finite applicable situation. It's amazing. Tell us what you're going to cover this Wednesday evening.
So we're going to look at how thermography identifies and what it looks like when we're looking at pain patterns. We're going to look at its applications, and once you get that image, what do you do with that? And we're going to talk about specific, you know, the attendees who are there. We're going to talk about their pain patterns and what can they glean from the thermography and how can it help in the overall picture of resolution. So I'll have the camera there. We'll talk about the process and any questions that they may have in relation to that. We're going to have fun with it. How many times have we had patients who go, I've gone to every doctor and I keep telling them about this pain, and they say they can't find anything. And then we take a picture of it and we can actually show it.
So there it is.
It's like you can't make it up because it's right there.
You know, thermography is cutting edge as far as I'm concerned, in my opinion. And it has helped in the diagnostic revelation, if you will, of the patient. So many times when you would have a knee-jerk reaction, say, you know, is this patient making this up? And then all of a sudden you see it and you say it's there. And you can get a little bit more specific. Mm-hmm. You can get a little bit more into the puzzle, if you will. And this Wednesday evening, Dareth Painter is going to do that for you. Join us. Go to rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com. And register today, because as you know, we have limited spacing and we'd love to have you there as our guest. I promise you, this will be not only a fun, but informative and applicable presentation like maybe some never before. We're coming up to the end of the program where we have to say goodbye to you. We'll see you next week. Love you all.
Goodbye.
Bye.